Hi, I'm Murray Horwitz, sitting in for Marian McPartland and thrilled to be bringing you some musical valentines from the last 30 years of piano jazz. We'll hear from some of Marian's Latin musical lovers, Danilo Perez, Arturo Sandoval, Tania Maria, Chucho Valdez, Monty Alexander, and Paquito de Rivera, as well as some love songs from Marian herself. It's always been one of the traditional functions of music to bring you just a little bit closer to that person you're with, to provide a little spark to that most magical of all human connections, love. And I think romance has always been one of Marian's strong suits, with those deep, full harmonies that go right to our hearts. Well, when you combine that with the passionate rhythms of Latin and Afro-Caribbean music, you get an irresistibly romantic mix. Here's Marian with saxophonist Paquito de Rivera. There are so many rhythms from so many very different places. Habaneras from Cuba, tangos from Argentina, merengue from the Dominican Republic, sambas and bossa nova from Brazil, jaropo, bolero, cha-cha-cha. Most of the time, you can hear them as variations of what the musicians call even eighth notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As opposed to the usual swing rhythm of jazz. That Latin thing, whatever form it takes, keeps you in a kind of suspense, and it can take your breath away, just like falling in love. Listen to the Jamaican pianist, Monty Alexander, combine with Marian, first in a very romantic, out-of-tempo treatment, and then with a pulsating Afro-Caribbean rhythmic feel in Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Webster's The Shadow of Your Smile. Love. It's supposed to go together with marriage, and every once in a while it does. Maybe that's why the marriage of Latin music and jazz produces so many great performances of classic American love songs. In a visit with Marian, the Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez turned his prodigious technique to two of those classics. Marian says, "It was amazing to me that Chucho had such a wonderful memory for American songs. Well, I'm glad he remembered these two, Liza and one of the most gorgeous of all ballads, My Romance." Thank you. The Latin musicians know more about our music than we know about theirs. Well, let's learn a little bit more about Latin music, thanks to Marian McPartland's musical curiosity. She asked that same Paquito de Rivera to give her a little lesson, and he cited that same Dizzy Gillespie. And soon, as we'll hear, Marian took over from Paquito at the piano while he clapped out the rhythm.
You know that this music is it's a combination. When you call Latin jazz, it's the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So you use that marvelous bebop phrasing that Dizzy gave us as a legacy, and then you combine that with the rhythm part of the Latin American music, which is so rich. Some cha-cha-cha there. This is the Brazilian stuff. That cha-cha thing, you see. If you play that, if you play on a long time, the dry hand.
Marian sure learned a thing or two from those little lessons with her Latin American guests. It gave her romantic piano style a little more heat. Listen to her playing one of her own compositions, Stranger in a Dream, with that little Latin pulse underneath. Latin music is so much a part of American music that it's hard to think of them as two separate things. Well, if they are separate, like two people, then they're having a wonderful love affair. You can hear it in the original approach Latin American musicians often bring to classic American love songs. After the terrific Panamanian pianist and composer Danilo Perez visited piano jazz, Marian wrote, "He knows all the standards, and we came up with one to play as a duet. It's easy to remember. The harmony and ideas were all played with an easy swing. It turned out to be full of fresh ideas." Here's that performance now.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.